to say it. Somebody should. Let's talk about tool time. Let's talk about bum wine, yeah. You're asking the questions that nobody could. Like where the bone thugs in, are they in harmony?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another one of these. Let's get right into business, because today we've got business. Dirty deeds done dirt cheap. Dirty deeds done by Pete. So you probably all know about, there's a little website out there called change.org. And what this is a bunch of petitions. Now, we don't really like to get... We don't like to get political on this show because we just don't. Not because we just don't. We don't like to get political on this show because this is a terrible, terrible place to get politics. However, change.org I find to be an interesting thing because, well, it's got such a mix of... I think I understand why it exists, and I also think it's monumentally stupid. And the reason I think it's monumentally stupid is, like, I think it makes people, I think people are a little confused about it and think that by signing a petition, this somehow obligates somebody else to do something. Also, a lot of the petitions on change.org are profoundly stupid. Which came to my attention because Steve-O from Jackass did a petition to have Wendy's have like a veggie burger, and they did. Which I was like, it's not the stupidest thing I've ever heard. It's just kind of like, why? I mean, how does that fit in next to, like, you know, other stuff? So I decided maybe we should look through and find some of these petitions. Maybe it's time for me to get involved. Maybe it's time for me to stop sitting on the sidelines and get involved in this shit. So let's look at some petitions that I found and see what we think. Here's one petitioning the Walt Disney Company. Now, Walt Disney probably has some explaining to do. What is the petition for? Make Disney Pixar Cars 3 the most intense movie ever. And it shows, like, a car rolling over, and it says, from this moment, everything will change. Ever since Disney Pixar released the first Cars movie back in 2006, period. Disney Pixar needs to release the third Cars movie more adults and not just for kids and just for adults. We want the Disney Pixar Cars 3 movie to be for adults, with adults' humor mirror language. Okay. Well... I'm signed in here to change.org. I made an account despite the fact that I'm like, I feel like I'm going to have to delete a new spam email every 10 minutes. But I'm going to go ahead and sign this petition. And it says I'm signing because, which is optional. And I'm going to just put kids can't even drive. Duh. And signed. Oh, God. Enter a street address. I'm not doing... You have to do that? Why? 1, 2, 3. Let's see. What would be a good address for me? 1, 2, 3, Fake Street. Zip code 90210. So there you go. How do you like that? Change.org. You have to put in your address? That seems so stupid. You have to put in your address to sign a petition about making Cars 3 more intense. Well, here's while we're on the topic. My friend is wrong about Shark Tale being better than Shrek 2. Help me prove him wrong. I'm currently discussing Great Works by DreamWorks. We are currently having an argument about him saying Shrek 2 is worse than Shark Tale. Help me. I can see some of the other reasons for signing. Shark Tales was aight, but is in now way close to the amazingness of Shrek 2. Shrek is love, Shrek is life. This is a travesty. This is, by the way, signed by Dingus Creampino. This is a travesty. Shrek 2 was a spiritual advance in modern culture, Shrek not only represents everything about humanity that is sacred, but acts as a parallel to many different religious and spiritual figures, Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha. Shark Tale, or as I like to call it, Faggot Tale. Whoa. 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 Is a film planted by the government into making children believe satanic ideology. Many of the actors, in private conversations, recall being threatened to voice a role in the movie. Shark Tale also triggered Will Smith into hysteria, causing him to abuse his family for years after filming. Just notice the odd behavior of his children to easily see that he was under stress after the filming of the movie. Well, I'm going to go ahead and sign this, not because I believe in because of that one guy's passionate argument is what I'm going to put, and I'm going to sign. Done. All right. Now, here's an interesting one. This one is classify pedophilia as a capital crime, which, you know, I think that this is a whole different thing. And it's not, that's not the issue. The issue I have is, so you have like a cover image. I want you to imagine, not too vividly, but, you know, what would you put as the cover image for classify pedophilia as a capital crime? I would think a kid, maybe a jail, maybe like an electric chair or something like that. Would you do slice of frozen pizza? It looks like a tombstone. If you answered no, then you're incorrect, because that is exactly the image that they've used to represent classify pedophilia as a capital crime. The slice of pizza. Let's see. Change media mail for comic books. We in the community wish to change the law of USPS to include comic books as a form of media and be included into that category for shipping. The dictionary definition of media mail is blah, blah, blah. Books recording which comic books are. We feel that comic books are a form of media art. Okay. Someone signed and said, it's an arcane law that has long outlived its intention. Wrong it's. I don't think there's been one yet that does not have an error. But you know what? Will I sign? Do I think comic books should be considered media mail? I mean, why the fuck not? If magazines, magazines are, books are, this seems the same. Now, here's something that I think is funny about this. So it's got 15 supporters, and it's like 85 are needed to reach 100. So, like, why, what happens at 100? Then you, like, give it to someone and whatever? I mean, what difference does that make? But I'm going to go ahead and sign. Oh, I didn't put a reason. Fuck, it's too late. Legalize Doritos in my school. From Madison Community Montessori. Doritos. They are the classic junk food. But in my opinion, they aren't junk. In fact, they are better for you than goldfish. And if this petition doesn't work, we'll find a way around it. My school, Madison Community Montessori School, does not let us bring in Doritos, yet they let us bring in goldfish. Also, by having Doritos being illegal in my school, kids will want to taste them more, leading to the opposite effect, so please help legalize Doritos in my school. Here's one that says, Doritos are love, Doritos are life. I like Doritos more than Elsa. My brother signed, and I'm Coolio like my brother. So I'm going to sign this, because why not? I think this kid makes a compelling argument. I mean, if this kid is saying they let us bring this snack but not this other snack, what is this? Poland? What is Poland anti-stuff? So I'm going to say, I'm going to sign this petition. Clearly, the staff should stop worrying about Doritos and start teaching compound sentences. This thing was terribly punctuated. Signed. Signed, sealed, deliver. Send Kirby to Nintendo prison. I don't care about this. Add penguins to Minecraft. This has a picture, again, maybe not what you would believe. This has a picture of Joseph Stalin. And the text just says, there's no penguins in Minecraft, and that's a problem. There's agree, we need penguins in Minecraft. What dad would have wanted? Can I view? Oh, I can view all reasons. Oh, there's just someone who says agree. I mean, why would you need penguins in Minecraft? Do I agree with this? Sure, I'll sign. I'm not going to put a reason because I don't think there's any reason. But, like, do you really need a reason? Let's see. Let's try this one. This one just says more ass. Ladies and gentlemen, the public in general all enjoy a good ass from either the same or opposite gender, so we must work harder to furman, F-U-R-M-A-N, our glutes, A-R-E, glutes, and have a good ass. Ass has played a lot of roles in my life, from getting it kicked to having it on my lap. It has been there through thick and thin, and I want to show my appreciation. Now, this is a clause I'll gladly stand behind. Do I think there should be more ass? I mean, yeah, I do. I don't really like this picture of this furry. It's like a penguin, or not a penguin, a squirrel woman or something. Who's got a butt and a boob. But, yeah, I think so. I'll go ahead and sign it. I just like to imagine someone seeing the petitions I've signed. Get Adam to let me have a goat. Adam won't let me get a pygmy goat. I want one when we live together, but he really dislikes this idea. Please sign for the goats. Someone signed Toxic Waffles signed because they just said, I don't care. Now, can I look at like everything Toxic Waffles has signed? View all comments? How does this work? No. I want to view a user, but I don't think I can. I'm not going to sign this because I think that does it really matter if everyone else in the world thinks that you should have a goat? Because you got to live with this guy. Stop this man who adopts puppies and kittens to feed pet snake. Now, this needs 25,000 people to stop. Man in China adopts puppies and kittens to feed his pet boa constrictor. Why is he permitted to adopt these innocent animals on a continuous basis? Why are adoption agencies not asking questions? These animals are to be adopted into loving homes, not subjected to death. I'm asking Humane Society International to act. It's just a bunch of updates here. I love puppies and kittens and feel they have a soul of sorts. And should not be given to reptiles to eat. The reptiles should be in the wild fending for themselves. Oh, that's fucking awesome. And feel they have a soul of sorts. I like that this person is like, I love puppies and kittens. I'm not going to go so far to say they have a soul. But of sorts, they have a kind of a soul, right? It's a form of soul. Oof. Is there anyone in China that is a human being? Are you all barbaric? Stop this nonsense. And that has 82 people who liked that comment, by the way. So that's just a bunch of China bashing. This is a language I don't read. Freak. Sickening. He looks like the snake. Obviously a close relative. Same diet. Wow. See, it's kind of fucked up that people are like, you know... Yeah, it would be pretty fucked up to feed dogs and cats to a snake, but also... Kind of fucked up that people are like, China is barbaric. Because he's scum. What this man is doing is inhumane. I hope the snake eats the guy. Yeah, that wouldn't be fine. We can judge the heart of a man by his treatment of animals. Bastard. Oh, here we go. China is so backward and behind when it relates to animal protection. There's a lot of French people who've signed this. This is sick, for God's sake, man. Buy pinkies. The snake will eat them just as well. I think you're using lie for your own sick entertainment, evil man. Yeah, that's probably fair. This doesn't make sense to me. Maybe China's different, but like, don't you have to pay money to fucking adopt these animals? I mean, come on. Let's see. Save the smallest bank in England from demolition. The villagers of, I don't even know, every English town. Okay, so this looks like Sybil Headingham, but it's probably called like Sibham. in Essex are trying to prevent the demolition of a tiny building which was once the smallest bank in England. The former NatWest branch is fondly remembered by residents, many of whom opened their first savings accounts there. It sits on the edge of a new housing estate whose developer, Bloor Homes, were required under a planning condition to preserve and refurbish it. Braintree District Council are now going to allow them to demolish it. Please sign here to protect this tiny remnant of our local history. I'm going to sign this and say, no more big banks! Exclamation point. They need 500. That's going to be tough. Pete David from Beverly Hills, California. Let's see. The airing of fresh episodes of Beavis and Butthead supported by government subsidies. Oh, this is a long one. The Generation X is suffering due to the lack of a relevant counterculture movement and representation in the media. This is primarily due to the lack of new episodes of the show Beavis and Butthead by Mike Judge. It has been proven by empirical observation of the state of the economy, which did briefly improve during the most recent recession after the airing of season 9. It has also been proven during repeated surveys. Note, sample size may be small. It included Scooty. I don't know who Scooty is, but fine. Government funding would help pay for the clips of shows aired from various networks and salaries for the various voices of Mike Judge. If Mr. Judge is unwilling, Scooty suggested incarceration and forced labor. I do not concur with Scooty, as it sounds a bit rude, and Mr. Judge would not appreciate that. However, I do believe that he is a true patriot and would love to prevent idiocracy from destroying our fair nation. It is true that Beavis and Butthead, while aired, prevented this. We have seen a steady decline in the arts and sciences and economy since the show was removed from the airwaves. There was only a brief resurgence in said fields when the show aired fresh episodes during the fall of the calendar year 2011. Since then, millennials and their lack of sarcasm have begun to destroy the nation. This petition is closed? What the fuck? You made me waste a lot of time, asshole. to send my friend to NASA to get checked because he is an idiot. My friend Jake is an idiot and a bully and needs to be stopped by the one and only NASA because he is a professional hacker and he has hacked many of my friends and is just plain mean in a butthole. Please sign this to make NASA talk to my Dumbo friend and make him a friendly. Oh, shit, this one's closed too. But you know what? Fair enough. I mean, this is great. I don't feel like that was a waste of my time. You guys did good. All right. Fox, show us Homer Simpson's butthole. We've seen Homer Simpson's ass since the beginning. Fox needs to step up their game and show us Homer's rectum. Keep in mind they can make it MA15+ or R18+ if they have to. I guess this must be some European thing, right? Although I would have wanted to see Homer's rectum as a kid, LOL. Come on, Fox. Yeah, all right. Why not? Why can't we see Homer's butthole, huh? This has got the most supporters so far, 39 out of 100. So now we're up to 40. Oh, I can contribute money. Take the next step by promoting this petition to give it more exposure. Your contribution of $5 or more will mean the petition is shown to like-minded makers that can drive it towards victory. Now, if I was looking for a way to waste $10 other than, signing up for Patreon for Helpful Snowman, this would be a great way to do that. So change.org, the beloved change.org, is no better than like Facebook in that if you pay them money, they will feature your story. So am I to assume that most of the petitions that are featured that I see on the front page are ones that people paid for? That's kind of fucked up. Here's one called Dry My Butt. My name is Travis and I am a dog. Because I'm a dog, my butt gets dirty. Because my butt gets dirty, I need baths. And then because baths get me wet, I need someone to dry my butt. Make sense? That person that I want to dry my butt is Mike O'Brien. I love you, Mike. Woof. Of course I'll sign that. Are you kidding? Or Pete from Beverly Hills will, anyway. Okay, there's a tiny... This is called Keep the Penis Ham. There's a tiny, tiny picture of a what I guess is a penis ham here. Penis ham was a majestic item brought to the world of Project Zomboid. I was deeply shocked when I saw the latest blog update saying they overhauled it. That's why I made this petition, and I'd appreciate your support. Let's bring back penis ham. So I'll just take a picture of that so y'all can see it. I don't know what this is or why it's a thing or whatever. I love ham. I find the removal unacceptable. I'm going to go ahead and sign that. Hopefully I'm not signing anything that's like, you know, terrible. All right. If you want some delicious real food, sign to get LSU to replace McDonald's with Wendy's. Now, this is a cause I can get behind. Listen, if you're tired of the ice cream machine always being broke, the fries being cold here and there, and the meat not being real meat, then now is the time for change. We want, we need, we deserve better food. And Wendy's is definitely that. Wendy's is delicious fast food that is made with 100% real ingredients. I love Wendy's, and I know you do too. So let's make a change for the better and for future Tigers. Roar. He didn't say that, but I added it. This has 76 out of 100 supporters. It's disgusting and a waste of time. All right, I'm signing this shit. I ate Wendy's for dinner last night, you guys. How could I not? That would be hypocritical if I didn't. These are all the ones I pulled up ahead of time. So now I have to kind of go through and find some new ones. So let's just see what we've got here. Keep siblings together in the Philadelphia school district. I don't care about that. That's dumb. Also, why would you not do that? Ooh, put a Chick-fil-A at the UMC at Boulder. Trader Joe's. Bring back Trader Joe's tofu edamame nuggets. That sounds fucking disgusting. I don't think that would be good. Change the United States motto to shut the fuck up, Donnie. Let's see. An act of Congress made In God We Trust the official motto in 1956. It had a good run, but America needs a new pithy slogan that reflects the sentiments of a new age. In honor of the Big Lebowski and its enduring impact on pop culture, the official motto should be changed to shut the fuck up, Donnie. Oh, wait. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump being a moron. See, you had to ruin it for me. I don't want to get political here. I just wanted to change the name to shut the fuck up, Donnie. They always do this. This is something that people do in their petitions that I think is a mistake. It's like when some fuckhead, you know, tries to pass legislation and they add some other bullshit to it, and you're like, hey, this isn't right. I don't like this. How about Paul's Coca-Cola edition? My friend Paul has an addiction to drinking Coca-Cola. He has a bottle every day, and it's concerning me, his other friends, and family. Please sign this petition to help us help Paul to get over his addiction. We really do care about his health and well-being. Coke-a-day. I don't really think that, like, one Coke-a-day is that bad, is it? I mean, one a day? I don't know. I'm not going to sign that. I think it's fine. I'm not going for it. I'm not falling for that. Paul, I think you're good, man. You keep on keeping on. You keep on, what is it, shining, you crazy wild diamond, or what the fuck ever. Ugh. Oof, God. I didn't know. Did you know that the Detroit Red Wings play in Little Caesars Arena? Oof. Oof. That's pretty bad. That is pretty, pretty bad. Let's check out this. Doritos. Rename your Cool Ranch flavor to Cool Rancho. What? Tarantulas have gotten a bad rap. They're really the dogs of spiders when you think about it. Recently, my brother, and me launched a global rebranding campaign to update their stodgy name. Ranchos, as they're now known, are the new hot new safe toy that won't eat kids. We believe Doritos could help get the word out by renaming their beloved Cool Ranch flavor in their honor, Cool Rancho. I see what we're saying. So this is from another podcast. So I'll sign that shit. Why not? We're doing a podcast right now. Hot dogs at late night. BC should serve hot dogs at late night. I don't know what late night is. But do I? If someone's asking, should we serve or not serve hot dogs? I'm saying serve hot dogs. And maybe I'll just contribute $1,000 to this campaign to make sure it hits the front page, huh? RLHS body, change the theme for prom. Now this sounds pretty exciting. Let's see. The theme for prom 2017 was chosen by the students to be Yule Ball. Unfortunately, the admin deemed our choice to be inappropriate because the admin considers it to be a winter theme. The whole point of allowing us to choose a theme is to have the theme that we chose to be executed. We chose Yule Ball, so we want Yule Ball. That was the theme that won. A night in Chicago is a primitive and dull theme. It is literally what we are doing and not really a theme. If we chose a winter theme for spring, then let it be. We want the theme to be Yule Ball for prom. I kind of agree with this. If you ask for a vote, you gotta go with it. I mean, right? That's fucked up that they're like, what should we do? And then the kids do. Also, Yule Ball's not that bad. P.S. It's not like they were like, what should our theme be? And it's like, I don't know, scrotums of the world or something like that. Oh, my God. There's a lot of petitions about Chick-fil-A, about bringing Chick-fil-A to certain places, which I think is really strange. I mean, why wouldn't you just, I don't know. Is this how Chick-fil-A, do they have like a thing that's like, you know, okay, we just go through Chick-fil-A stuff and then on change.org and that's how we figure out where to go? I don't understand. What else we got here? Flaming Cheeto Asteroids. Let's get them back. They've discontinued Hot Cheeto Asteroids. God, the spelling is horrendous. Due to a marketing decision. Let's make the world a better place with Hot Cheeto Asteroids. LOL. Thanks. You know you want them back too. How many fucking forms of Cheetos do we need? Seriously. I like Cheetos. They're great. But give me a fucking break already. Kidnapped a handicapped child and got away with it, huh? That doesn't seem likely. See, and this is another thing. Okay, like, you've got, so-and-so captured a handicapped child and got away with it. Does change.org really seem to be the place to address this? Does that seem like who we need to talk to? So many of these, here's the problem, is like, so many of these are, kind of like, just stupid political thing. Mark Zuckerberg banned Miranda from Facebook. Who's Miranda? Miranda keeps posting weak-ass cat memes and it needs to stop. Make Facebook great again. I will sign this because it seems very petty. And I'm into that. See, and then below that, you've got vote to abolish the Electoral College. Take shark off the menu of sushi. I don't know how I feel about that. I feel like sharks are, I feel like sharks are evil. And it's probably, like, probably not accurate. But, you know, movies have taught me this. And so, what other choice do I have? You know what I mean? George Lucas, tell us what Jar Jar Binks' dick looks like. Or dicks. Despite Jar Jar Binks' prominent role in Star Wars episodes 1 and 2, viewers still don't know what his dick looks like. This is a valid question and we deserve answers. There's somebody out there who's just putting these petitions up just to fuck around. Like, this is their helpful snowman. Cat draws a unibrow on her face every morning. Oh, I would like to solve the problem of two individual eyebrows and draw the middle in to make one big eyebrow. You know you're doing it right when your singular eyebrow looks like a cartoon bird. Well, I'm going to say this. Fuck you. Some of us have to work to prevent that. So fuck off. How about that? Let's see. What else we got here? How you feeling about this? How you feeling about these petitions? I don't know. They're just like, they're great. Like, I kind of like, I like that these two things are, you know, mixed around and all this stuff. The trash dove. There are some things, too, that I totally don't even understand what these are. You know what I mean? Demod this, demod that. There's a lot of PewDiePie stuff, too. A lot of PewDiePie petitions. I don't know. Is that, like, the goal? If you're, like, on here a lot, does that mean you're kicking ass in some way? Because it seems like maybe that's... Okay. Morgan Freeman, rename detergent to laundry sauce. It's 2017. There are 36 genders. Beyblade might be a new Olympic sport. And why aren't we calling detergent laundry sauce? See, I'm not sure what this gender thing means, but I'm into laundry sauce, so I guess I'll sign it anyway, even though I don't think I should. Oh, good. Wait a minute. Can I look at this guy? Michael Henning did this. It's the only one he started. So I tried. I can do that. I guess I can't see everyone who signed one, but I can see everyone who put one up. Adolf Hitler, the greatest story never told. This seems pretty unlikely. Purpose of this history class is blah, blah, blah. Okay, I'm not going to bother with this. This is fucking too long and about a history class. I do not care. I do not care about that. Domino's, get mozzarella sticks. I don't think they need that. Because then they're not going to deep fry them. They're just going to cook them in the oven. So that's dumb. You know what I mean? That's really dumb. It's not going to help anybody. We want hearings. Waste management. Victim program. Protect the skyline of North Bay Village. Oh, God. There's a lot of things, too, to make such and such an official, like, thing on Facebook. You know, do this, do that. We want this on Facebook. Tito Jackson opposed demolition of historic Tito Jackson. Are we sure that Tito Jackson is the person that we're looking for in this case? Mark Lohr, Walmart needs to hold companies accountable for using the word retard. Let's see. Dear Walmart, I'd kindly ask that you remove this product from your online stores. Oh, it's a cup that says got retard. What does that even mean? Got retard. Got retard. I don't understand how that... That just seems stupid to me. Got retard. Like, that's a terrible slogan. And got blank is, like, the oldest trick in the book. Petco is selling tarantulas in inappropriate enclosures. Far too large for spider... Oh, God, spiderlings. Ugh. You don't want this tarantula. I'm the only one that takes care of them, and I've been out for 3 weeks. Had nothing to climb on, no hide, and the spider was in pre-molt with four live crickets thrown in with it. Oh, can you believe this was a death trap for the tarantula? I called several Petcos asking about tarantulas. Many didn't know the difference from a common pink toe. What the fuck? I can't believe it. What kind of assholes don't even know? There's a lot of animal rights on here, too. A lot of, like, Hormel, stop doing this, or such and such, stop doing that, which is kind of weird because it's like, I mean, what is that going to be? What is this going to do? Declare Kentucky somewhere? Declare Louisville a non-sanctuary city. Now, this is an interesting point. Why? I think I understand why a city needs to be declared a sanctuary city. But if it's not declared a sanctuary city, isn't it then just not a sanctuary city? Like, do you have to declare that it's not a sanctuary city? Or do you have to declare that it is? Because it doesn't seem to need to be both, right? It doesn't seem like you would need both a declaration of it being and not being. Bennett Silverman, finish the hand job. A year ago, this amazing trailer appeared on the internet. I actually fell for it and prayed it was real. I felt like there wasn't movies like Zombievers, Dino Shark, and Sharknado. This wasn't that far-fetched of a movie idea. After a couple of views and showing my friends, we noticed the awards and knew it was fake. Oh, okay. There's a movie called The Hand Job that never got finished. Looks like a horror movie. Everybody, no more social studies worksheet. This sounds pretty good. Let's see. Every day our history teacher gives us more homework, and not just any homework, but the same exact worksheet. We love her, but we just don't know how to tell her when enough is enough. The curriculum does not show that we need this. It is a disgraceful that we must do this every day. Not just my class, but three entire grades. We're asking for one simple task of you. Sign this, please. Take into consideration that you could change our school, or for that matter, the world. If she's giving you the same fucking worksheet, I mean, shouldn't that be easy as fuck? You just, like, copy it and then whatever, right? Like, that seems like a pretty simple thing. Pretty simple. I would be happy with it, to be honest. Let's see. We got one more here, maybe. Quentin. Change Quentin's name in Quebec. Quentin's name isn't unique special enough. Quebec is very unique if you don't live in Canada. So should we change his name to Quebec? Yeah, why not? I'll sign that shit. We'll change his name to Quebec. That's freaking great. That is freaking great. See, and then you click one and it's like, do not ban Muslims from entering the United States. It's got like 48,000 supporters. But like, what is that going to do? Does that actually do anything? Put a veggie burger on the menu at In-N-Out. Why is this such a thing? Don't store nuclear waste in our drinking water. And you're like, yeah, that's fucked up. Justice for a dog whose nose and ears were cut off. And then you go a little further and it's like, you know, change Quentin's name to Quebec. I mean, come on. Come on. Give me a break. Give me a break. Quit making dumb petitions and smart ones. So there you go. That's our change.org episode. Is it the only one we'll ever do? Probably not. You know, we may need to start a petition. I think it sounds like a good idea. Doesn't seem like you have to have any sort of high standards whatsoever in order to start a petition. So that's a plus. I wonder if my petitions are on here. Oh, good. It shows all the ones I signed. Perfect. Mike O'Brien's dry my butt. Okay. Well, we did it. You know what? Some guy said, be the change you want to see in the world. And that's what we did today. We be'd the change we wanted to see in the world. And I'm proud of us. I'm not just proud of me. I'm proud of you, too. So thanks for listening. Oh, get on the internet. There are three things. One, we have a newsletter you can sign up for on HelpfulSnowman.com. This newsletter is not just a bunch of ads and bullshit. It's basically a blog post that you won't get otherwise. So sign up for that. Me and Ian wrote Digitally Stimulated Issue 4. It's a Mario issue. Buy that shit. That's it. I said three, but there's only two. So, but I'm running out of song. So bye.